tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
So dramatic.
Good. Perfect.
Welcome to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and across the table from me, two lovely dramatic ladies.
Hi, everybody. It's Megan Stecker.
And I'm Fern Ronay.
I do know this song. I didn't think I knew it, but I do know it.
It's a classic, and it's old school soap, of course. And for to welcome Eileen Davidson to the show,
yeah.
Of course, she's got our Days background, and of course Y&R. So we're paying a little tribute to her. Before we get into meeting her, let's talk about Lisa Rinna, the other soap star on the show. And we'll get into the episode here. Season 5, Episode 3, Pay Attention to Me. It reminds me of our good friend over in New Jersey. Pay attention, please.
Pay attention, please.
I love Danielle. Let's talk about Lisa. I am like still a huge fan of Lisa Rinna on this show. I think she fits in so well. I love her relationship with her husband and her relationship with her mother. How do we still stand on Lisa? What do you think?
I love, 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 love her. I think she's the best thing they could have done for this show. And that's all I have to say about it.
I agree. You guys watched Days, right?
Yeah.
And you knew her and you watched Soap Talk. I knew really nothing about her. I didn't watch her reality show. I kind of always thought she was a little cheesy. And I was shocked when she did those Depends commercials. I'm like, who is this girl? I love her. Like, from the past couple of episodes, I think she's has an adorable personality. And she's so pretty. She's I love her look, her face, her body, her clothes, her everything. And she seems to have a cute relationship with her husband. I love watching her.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of these women who come onto the Housewives have to, like, kind of find their footing for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we can look over at, like, the new chicks who were on Real Housewives in New Jersey this year. And then even over on Atlanta, like, someone like Portia Stewart Williams, she kind of took some time to, like, get her, like, you know, her stance on the show and figure out who she is, who she's going to portray herself to be. But Lisa, she knows it. She's not trying to figure it out. She's not uncomfortable with the camera in her living room. She's cool.
Mm-hmm. So cool. Seamless.
Mm-hmm. She's so cool she watches porn and doesn't and wonders why no one else does.
And she's so open about it.
Yeah, I know.
Very open
I
about
love
it.
Her. She's cool as cucumber.
Yeah. She had her birthday over at Pump, so
yawn.
Well, we have something in common. I had my birthday at Pump, so
that's so A-list.
Tacky. No,
Grant,
no.
So
I
just, A-list.
I actually like I was
hashtag at, LA problems.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I share something with Lisa and her
what
lips.
Did you think of Pump?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's visually nice. The service is questionable. The service really can't do math.
But the servers were very attractive, right?
Yeah, they were all good looking. You know, I mean, they were like very much like, you know, handsome and not the brightest bulbs, you know?
Was it like what we could expect from the staff at Sir from Vanderpump Rules? Like, everyone's super good looking, maybe not that smart, but very dramatic.
Well, I think given its corner in West Hollywood, I believe it was mainly all men except for the hostess. I think mainly everyone that works there, it's just guys. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's as dramatic and turned up as like when you jam like Sheena and all those folks, you know? So I don't think it's too crazy. But I mean, the place, like I mentioned this, I believe the first week, like it's something to see. It's a great place to go and grab a glass of rosé and say you did. There, but you know, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's like any other restaurant. Yeah. But I find it interesting that Lisa, and it looks like even in next week we see her at Villa Blanca. We're seeing all of her properties mm-hmm. more than ever. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like the show is just her vehicle now. It's like she doesn't really care that she's on it. She hates everyone. It seems like she's not really trying to make amends with them. or, you know, they're reaching out, but she's not being so quick to forgive.
Right.
And this is really her vehicle to promote her businesses.
It feels like, I might as well just show myself in the
right. Rest. It's like, yeah. Well, I'm either sitting in my master closet or she's at one of her restaurants.
Well, she usually did forgive Kyle. I think the one she's not forgiving is just Brandy. Like, she's making right. her sweat it out.
Yeah. Well, why don't we jump to that then, since that's kind of the direction that we're moving towards. Seems that Brandy just wanted to just catch her off guard and be like, hey, let's talk this out. But even off guard, Lisa is still on track with what she's going to say and what she isn't.
Well, I was surprised. Yeah. I thought she was really going to catch her off guard.
Yeah, but then Lisa was great because she got Brandy to kind of twist her words around. And Brandy's like, well, if you don't like me, I'm not going to, you know, I don't have to kiss your butt. And if you don't want to be friends with me, that's fine. Then why are you calling her? she totally turned it around on her. And she's, you know, I am on Team Lisa Vanderpump, and I do love her. But I don't think, you know, like all the characters on all of these shows, I don't think she's perfect. And I think she, you know, if I were her after last season, after they kind of all ganged up on her in Puerto Rico, if I were Lisa Vanderpump, I would be like, I'm not going back. I have my doting husband, my little Jiggy, my successful restaurants. What do I need to hang out with these girls? Like, if it weren't for the show, she would never talk to Kyle again. I'm pretty sure she'd never talk to Brandy again. So the show is good for her because it kind of has to make her... forgive people, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll see that. Make her talk to people that she probably wouldn't have talked to, you know, ever again. And so it's good for her personal development.
Well, I did the Vanderpump Rules after show earlier today, and we were talking about Lisa mentioned on that show to one of the former servers from the restaurant that was in her home with her. She said something about, I've gotten as far away from all of my old friends as I could. And she's appearing much, much more on Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. So, just a little seed to plant out there.
How are the ratings for that show?
You know, I have not looked them up yet this season. They used to be phenomenal, like beating the Housewives. So, I should look into that.
So, they're probably pretty stable, then.
I should look into it. I don't know. I mean, this season is definitely different than the past two. So we'll have to see how it's going.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if she might just pull a NeNe and have her special show and just be above where she started, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was going to save it for predictions, but since we're going there, I feel like she's setting herself up to leave the Housewives because she's appearing so much on Vanderpump Rules this season and constantly plugging Pump. Like, they're at Pump all the time instead of Sir.
I noticed that. I watched the episode last night.
To me, it seems like Lisa's being very smart as a businesswoman. And since it's not going so well on Beverly Hills Housewives, like, maybe I'll just jump ship after this season if it doesn't go well. And I've been putting myself so much on my spinoff that I can just transition to my spinoff only, maybe.
That makes perfect sense because doesn't she have – I read that she's not doing restaurants anymore. She's had a bunch of successful restaurants. She's done – now she's doing with PopCultureLiving.com. She has a line of houseware. She can buy, like, a Lisa That's Vanderpump.
Smart. Well, she did do
– diamond-encrusted ice bucket.
When I used to do on-air
–
Well, when I used to do on-air stuff at QVC, she was there training to go on air and talk about her, entertaining/cookbook that she had done, which was, oh my gosh, I don't know what year that was, 2009, 2010, 2011, sometime around there. So I think, you know, that's very smart for her. This is what you do when you go on these shows and you become a big star. You roll it into something else. Like, people get tired of seeing you, but you're always going to be that brand. Like, her brand is, like, lifestyle and fabulousness and, like, pink and roses and...
But her bread and butter are her restaurants and bars and lounges.
Yeah.
I mean, three is plenty, I'm sure. Plenty of work. And I'm not saying she has to open one up every year, but, I mean, no, don't ditch what got you this far, you know? We've got Villa Rosa because you've had so much success with that line of business.
Right.
But, yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Megan, with building that brand and having those products in everyone's face. I mean, I don't know if we need another Housewives cookbook, but, you know, okay.
I mean, I think, like, going on, like, a shopping network and hawking all your stuff and making millions of dollars overnight is, like, the goal.
Yeah.
And I heard she has a sangria, too, which we tried Teresa Giudice's Favolini, so we'll have to get the sangria.
Okay.
LVP sangria, yeah.
Ooh, we got
to
do it.
We'll have to have a tasting.
All right. So anything else you want to say about Lisa? I think, in my opinion, Brandy had the wrong approach with that phone call. It was, like, so last minute. And, like, I don't know if sometimes you feel this way, but it's, like, something you're just dreading to do, whether it's, like, calling the doctor to make an appointment or having to tell somebody something. And sometimes it's just, like, you know what? I'm going to do it. Like, right now.
Right.
And
right.
So I'm wondering, and it's like a stupid time. It's not the right time. You're not prepared for the fallout's going to be. And I'm wondering if that was what she was going through.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like it, but then she turned into a teenage girl, which is, you know, you love Brandy because she can be so endearing, the funny things that come out of her mouth, but then her mouth gets her in trouble, and she was kind of like twisting it all around and kind of, you know, she was like a teenage girl in that phone conversation, yeah. And Lisa Vanderpump was cool as a cucumber.
Oh my God, well, Lisa was so direct. When I wrote down, she said, like, we've never apologized. She was like demanding an apology right away. Like, well, you've never said you're sorry for this, that, and the other. And it's so funny that Brandy said, like, she never apologizes. But she was immediately demanding an apology from Brandy.
That's true. Right.
And she said, you know, you've never said, I'm so sorry, I'm manipulative and a liar. You know, so she's calling Brandy manipulative and a liar. And Brandy's just like, okay, well, we can talk about it if you want to go to lunch or something. It's like Brandy cowers. You know, Lisa is such a presence.
Right.
Like, you know, I would act the same way around her. I would become like a child in Frozen if she were to say, like, anything to me in that way.
And she just doesn't, you know, Lisa Vanderpump doesn't need anyone. She doesn't need people. Which I guess, you know, it's a great position to be in life. You have your wonderful husband. You have your kids you adore. You have your dogs you love. And she just is somebody who doesn't need people. And Brandy, I think, needs Lisa. I think she, and you know, they made each other laugh. They had a true friendship. Mm-hmm. So you can see that.
Lisa made a point, and she was going on and on about her relationship with Brandy, and she said, you know, you're a woman of 40 years old. You need to, you know, get it together. And for a second there, I was like, wait, Brandy's in her 40s? Because she just acts so juvenile, and she looks so young, and she's a mother of, you know, but their kids are so young. So I just automatically put her in, like, that 20-something, 30-something group.
Right. Well, last week she was up with 23-year-old.
That's true.
That might have something to
do with it. Yeah, and then she was commenting on everyone's age, which we thought was really funny.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's not a spring chicken either. I mean, she's not old, but she's not, you know, she's not, like, by far the youngest chick on the show.
Right, not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all. But she looks great, and she, you know, she does have a young spirit about her. And then she has her immature side, which we've all seen.
Yep. We've seen
in
it all.
This episode. And
did it bother you the way she was hanging that picture in her closet?
Oh my God, the screw! I'm like, you're such a child. Like, do it right.
You can Google how to do that. Who bangs a screw into a wall with a hammer? Come on.
What are you thinking? Mm. Yeah.
So when it comes to this great apology that Lisa is expecting from Brandy, do we think it's ever going to happen? Do we think that Brandy is just going to say, you know what, fine, I'm going to just apologize and move on, or is it just going to be a stalemate?
Well, we know from the previews she gets slapped. So we see Brandy slap Lisa, so I'm thinking it's not going to go. Either of them are going to get
You're doing good detective
for.
Work for her, and good for you.
Well, it seems like Lisa's already written her off when she says, like, well, you know, I wish you well. Like, in housewife terminology, like the glossary of terms that housewives use, that is like the kiss of death.
Right.
I wish you well is like the worst, most vile thing you can say to someone.
I feel like in real life it is too.
Yeah.
I wish you nothing but the best is I never want to speak to you again.
Yeah. The catchphrase for if you say that on television, you're letting them know you wish them dead. Like, I hope I never see you again.
Yeah.
It's funny how Brandy had control and she started this conversation trying to catch Lisa off guard, trying to just invite her to this housewarming party. And by the end of the conversation, she was like completely cut out, like done. Mm-hmm. And Lisa was like, no, I, you know, I don't think that, you know, I might go to the party, but probably not. And so the poor girl was like left like the dead phone.
And then Kyle's in hot water.
Yes.
Of course.
Kyle got herself roped into that.
But should Kyle really be in hot water? Like if you were on Lisa, so you are Team Lisa. Do you think that Kyle, you know, was in the wrong Did we do that, or is she just in the wrong place?
I think she kind of was in the wrong place. You know, Brandy just kind of threw it on her. I'm going to call her right now. And she's like, oh, all right. And then the phone dies. Such poor luck. So she has to use Kyle's phone. So, you know, yeah, she's kind of she was in the wrong place. But eventually it's going to air, and eventually Lisa Vanderpump's going to see them talking about her.
Right.
So she's, again, Kyle's doing what they agreed not to do, which was talk about each other behind each other's back. But I don't know if she said anything too bad.
I don't think she said anything bad.
Kyle played
it off.
She was
just listening. Yeah, really just listening to Brandy. Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, Lisa did jump right to, well, last time they were hiking together, they said all these terrible things about me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And don't you think that Lisa would have Brandy's phone number on her? Like, why did she pick up? Like, hello? Like, she erased her phone? Maybe she did.
Well, that's what always gets me with this show. Whenever anyone needs to call someone, The cameras are right there with the person who has to receive the call. We see them, like, you know, fix something in the kitchen. In this case, she had to go get mad that her husband was
planting roses.
Like, I didn't believe that at all. No. He was, like, in a polo shirt. Right? He was perspiring, but okay. I mean, it was a hot summer, so I'm not giving him that much credit. But, yeah, no, I just feel like it's, like, so, like, posed and set up. And they do that all the time
on
New Jersey.
In all these shows. Oh, yeah, it's like, happen
to be there. Yeah, or, like, they'll have someone will be driving and be like, oh, hello, and no one ever knows who's on the other line.
I know. Why are they always like, hi, it's Kyle. Hi, it's Brandy. Duh. Everyone has call waiting. Caller ID.
I mean, it's like, I get that they're producing a show, but, you know, at the same time, like, both of these women are available to take this call. Both of them have a camera crew with them. Both of them are by themselves or with another cast member there after having a discussion. Both of them on either side are discussing the situation at hand. It's so set. But again, I mean, someone's it's produced it. It has to be.
Right. Well, you can remedy the whole situation by saying hello and their name rather than being like, hello, as in who is this?
Right,
it's
exactly.
Just like, hi, Brandy. How are you? Like, that's how you remedy the fakeness.
Or be like, oh, Brandy's calling me. And pick up. Exactly. Like, don't be like, hello. Like, you don't know who it is.
I thought Lisa's facial expression was so rude.
She said everything.
She was so icy on that phone call.
She's not a forgiving person. She needs to work on that.
Yeah.
She's not perfect.
That's putting it mildly.
She's never said.
But they all have something to work on, which makes it so interesting.
That's true.
She's never said, I'm sorry.
Right?
She was not saying it. There was no sign of forgiveness, of any type of apology.
She demands forgiveness. She does not give it.
Yeah. She.
And
I think
that's
she was.
All I'm saying.
I think she was trying extra hard to just be like extra cold. That's all I can say. I think there was an effort there. Anyway, let's move on. So Kyle witnessed all of this go down, and now we witnessed Kyle and Kim look for a wedding gown with Brooke, and my favorite, Kathy Hilton, made an appearance.
You love the Hiltons, right?
I do. I love that family. I follow them all on Instagram. I have all their, I know all their business. When's the, this one in New York, this one in that. I know all the stuff in Paris.
The Christmas decorations, yep. The same as last year.
The same as last year, but they still look good.
Where is this at? The Hilton's main residence, you're saying?
The Bel Air residence.
Kathy's, okay.
Yeah.
Kathy's doing.
And just so you know, Paris went to the LA Children's Hospital yesterday and brought toys, and
aww,
she took Instagram videos.
Nice.
I'm just kidding. I mean, it's true, but I mean, I know way too much. Anyway.
I digress.
I love Kathy. We saw her on the show previously in past seasons, but I was so glad to see her. I think she looks good. She's, you know, well preserved, but she's also like, she knows, like, you know, no skinny mini either. She's been growing into her age. And just, I don't know, no one tuning into the show cares about Kathy, but I do. So I want to talk about it.
She does look great. She's well preserved.
I thought it was a really sweet family moment to see them all together because we're constantly focusing on Kim and Kyle's struggling relationship to stay in a good place as sisters. And I thought it was so sweet to see everyone come together and then the younger generation of girls with them.
Yeah.
And like, it got so emotional. And I just thought it was this entire episode was so refreshing because it was actual life and actually things happening and everyone having like lovely moments with their children.
Yeah.
And like, for once, it wasn't like overproduced and fake and rehashing last season. Like, it was very refreshing.
Right. Kim had some great real moments. She had two, with her daughter trying on these gowns, and then we learned of her first husband and his battle with various types of cancers.
Yeah.
He's at the end of the line.
And he's living
ways.
With her. He's got lung cancer that's spread, and they seem to have a great relationship still. They really love each other. And that was real.
Did it seem like they were going to try to have this wedding before maybe life, you know, changed? Or
maybe that does happen sometimes in real life. I read that they got married on August 2nd in Bel Air, and this is the heir to the Fatburger Empire.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe they did push it up a little. That happens.
Yeah.
But he's still alive from what we've read.
Right? Okay, well, her daughter, Brooke, is beautiful. And
beautiful.
I love the dress. That last dress looked good.
I love seeing the three sisters because no matter who they are, they could be any, you know, that relationship was sisters, three sisters everywhere. You know, there's the older one who kind of bosses everybody around.
Yeah.
And then
I like Kathy.
Yeah, it was nice to see the three of them. It seemed totally real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a, finally a genuine filming moment with all of them. It was sweet.
Right. One moment that wasn't too sweet was when Portia had to pick out clothes.
Oh, my God. Melania.
I know.
I left my Louis in the jet.
Oh, that wasn't even cute. There's nothing. No,
I mean,
nothing
it was cute on her. It was cute on her.
That, yeah, and your yacht are mine.
Mauricio enjoyed that fashion show. He thought it was just too cute, and it was. I just don't like bratty children.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's a turnoff. Well, sorry.
I liked siding with Kyle on that, where she's like, you know, he loves to be like, "Daddy's taking you out and get whatever you want," and I have to be the one to rein it in on like, "This is all we're spending. These are the rules. You don't need that." But then we see that they spent. Hold on, I wrote it down. $564 on clothes for a 6-year-old.
Yeah, and allegedly she had to choose and only pick two shirts.
Things. Yeah.
Right.
Come on, I don't buy any of that.
I have a feeling Mauricio bought a lot more than Kyle said he could buy.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, all right.
And so, she's 6 years old. She's going to grow out of them.
Right. We're hearing about how humble this girl is being raised,
right.
And then she's crying because they only spent $564 on her.
Right. Yeah.
Mm.
She's got some things to learn.
Yeah.
That little Portia.
When she threw the clothes out of the dressing room. Well, first of all, when you're that little, your mother always goes into the dressing room with you and it's like, do a spin. Let me see how it fits.
Yeah.
And they tug on the waistband. You know what I mean? It's like, let me see if this has a little give. Let me see if there's two extra inches on the bottom we can roll up and you can grow into them. You know what I mean? And I thought it was weird. Kyle was just standing outside of the dressing room and Portia's just throwing the clothes out like, you know who she gets it from? Her cousins, Paris and Nikki.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, throwing things out, like, buy this for me, mommy. Like, what is that?
That's what I don't get about Kyle saying, like, I don't want them to grow up, you know, bratty. I don't, you know, we've changed so much. How much have you changed? Like, your sister is Kathy Hilton. I'm sure they, like, were able, I mean, you know, we all have aunts, uncles, and cousins who've taken advantage of their pools and their, you know, that's part of being in your family.
Yeah.
Like, I think they've been part. I mean, I know Mauricio is doing very well now. That's great. But, like, has it changed that much?
Yeah, it just seems like Kyle's, like, really, like, focused on staying in that upper echelon of, you know, society people.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about how she was engaged to the CBS news reporter. And
he was 24 years older than her.
Yeah. I mean, no doubt probably, you know, had a lot of money. I don't know. It just seems like she... Not calling her a gold digger, but I'm just saying it seems like she likes that lifestyle and she hit it really well. I mean, she definitely loves her husband and it worked out. But I'm just, you know, she definitely has a type.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sparked a conversation with the three of us while we were watching the episode and we were saying, like, you know, some women don't worry about getting a education and having a career. You know, maybe their moms are telling them while they're growing up that they need to marry well. Rather than get a good education, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like maybe if their mother married well and it's like, you need to find someone like that too, honey. That's just what we do.
Right.
You know, so
well,
I feel like a lot of these women did do that and it worked out for them.
Yeah, look at this show. Look at Taylor. Look at Camille.
Exactly.
And I love Camille. This is not an insult. Camille is my favorite housewife of all time.
Right.
But, I mean, these are women who definitely...
Mm-hmm.
They had their own careers, but they weren't necessarily millionaires.
Right.
And they worked it.
Did Kyle or Kim have... I mean, they say they were... they were actors. They acted. And I guess that they consider that that was their career. But they all did seem to, like, marry well. I know Kim had wealthy husbands, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe that's what the...
They all roll in that circle, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I love the Hilton family so much, because to me, they're such a dynasty.
Yes.
And they, like, sit on the top of that hill, and they're just really... entrenched in all of that type of money and those types of families. So when you're in those circles, you know, you're either born into it or you work to get into it, but either way you earn it if you marry for money, they say. So
I think their dad did really well, but they all did really marry well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the oldest one. She did all right.
Yeah, right. Not mad at all, the Hilton family. So let's transition over to Eileen Davidson's entrance to the show. It was much hyped. Took us two episodes and three quarters of the third to finally get to her. But I think that she's going to be a good addition. She seems pretty chill. She's in a little flowy summer top and wasn't really, like, she seemed pretty comfortable on the cameras. She didn't seem too uptight, you know, snobby or anything like that. What are our first impressions?
I thought she almost seemed a little bashful. compared to like Lisa Rinna, because I think I thought we were going to have two Lisa Rinnas, mm-hmm. or maybe Eileen would be like even more like a step above that, like a lot of energy and maybe like intense as far as being a little more serious. And she seemed like super chill and quiet. So I'm wondering where this is going with Eileen, because apparently there was enough of a storyline that she's going to be a full blown housewife this year. And I don't see, you know, we didn't get to see anything from her this episode that's going to show us what's coming the rest of this season for her.
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued. Not overly excited, but intrigued. Okay. I love a good soap star. So obviously she was Kristen to me from Days of Our Lives, who broke up John and Marlena. Okay, that's all I have to say about that. I'm intrigued.
You're so upset about it. Yeah, she was very likable. She looked in her, you know, talking head moment. She looked like Candace Bergen. Watch it again. It was okay. Like, oh my God, it's Candace Bergen. But she's very likable and really... yeah, like really likable. You know, the two, not to bring up last season, but, you know, those two, one was so saccharine, the other one could use a little sweetness. They were just so polarizing. And mm-hmm. these two, Lisa and Eileen, are so likable and so, they just are interesting characters. They're more interesting.
Yeah,
even just the little we saw from Eileen, I'm like, she's going to be good.
And I think their introduction has been organic, where I felt like the other two were, like, joining the cast. Like, and they, like, show up one day and open up a new dressing room and they walk on set. You know, I feel like at least these two have, like, you know, history with both one another and women on the canvas, with Lisa in particular, Lisa Rinna. So I just feel like, you know, it's a good choice.
Yeah,
I was excited when I read the press that they were coming. So I'm like, all right, good.
Yeah, let's they're going to be good.
I loved the moment between the two of them where they both had this mutual respect for each other because they've both been in this business. They know the highs and the lows and the hustle. And in the soap community, Eileen is like really, really celebrated because not only did she just win her Emmy, she's one of the few actors in daytime that are kind of crossing over between two shows right now. She's a hot commodity on both. She's a legacy character on both. She has a reality show. These soap stars, you know, they definitely have projects, but not a lot of them have such exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great exposure for the industry and for her. So she's definitely on an upswing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good for her. Yeah, I know. I really could relate to the highs and lows of the industry when they were saying that. And I was like, yep, two actresses for sure, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. they really, like, hung in there through the years, especially, I mean, with soaps going away and Eileen to hang on to her job on two soaps. That's amazing.
That's
because
huge,
how many have been eliminated at this
point?
All my
children gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There's only four left. There's Bold and the Beautiful, Young and the Restless, General Hospital, and Days. There were nine on that I was in high school only a few years ago.
I'm telling you, more than
five have disappeared. Yeah, it's a shame because they're institutions.
That she's on two of the four that are remaining.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked her. She's going
to
be good.
Right. Let's flash over real quick to Yolanda, talk about her daughter's success in the modeling world. Her daughter's doing really well. And then we are introduced to her other daughter, Bella, who seems totally opposite. Like, who is this? She looks just like her dad.
Right? She's a model, too.
Yeah, I just saw, I think I was looking at Yolanda's Instagram, and it was like a picture of her, a cover of something, like this beautiful photograph, and she's like, my Bella, so proud of her. That she's like doing her own thing in her own way or something like that. And now it makes sense that I've seen the episode.
Right.
I'm like, good for her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she was maybe just a year behind her sister in school and like going away to college just like her sister. And now it's like, I think Yolanda was trying to make the point that she was a little worried that Bella might be jealous of Gigi's success in the modeling industry. So good for her that she's getting out there and kind of doing the same thing.
The two of them are impressive because I think they're both modeling. I mean, Gigi's doing huge.
Mm-hmm.
Gigi's in school studying criminal psychology.
Why? I know.
Don't, girls. Let me tell you something. As someone who went to school and is not using their degree, the jig is up. Just drop it. You can go do your online classes anytime.
You know, I agree with you at this point myself. Yeah, I mean, even if the girl decided not to do anything, she'd still have more than enough money.
Your dad's rich. You're a model.
Like,
you don't need to be suffering through criminal psychology at NYU.
Like, one in a million girls could have that kind of career.
Yeah.
Live it up. Like, you're springboarding off of, like, who your mother is and who your father is.
Totally.
Yeah.
And even
she
if
won
you
the
didn't,
gene lottery.
If you didn't even go to school, you could just live off of their money for the rest of your life. Like, girl. Come on.
This girl's like an international star at this point, the way they make her seem to be. Yes. Who knows if she really is.
No, but she is doing really well. Yeah. Sports Illustrated, swimsuit model. Yeah.
No, but I mean,
my
point is that like they're making her seem like she's like this like borderless, like she's everywhere all around the world, and I just don't ever see her investigating a crime. You know, someone's wallet gets stolen, or there was a murder in the outskirts of New York. Like, I just don't see it.
No. That's so, like, when you're 18 and you're asked to choose a major, like, you're asked to choose what you want to do for the rest of your life, like, you can pick something very stupid that you don't want to do. Example A.
Yeah.
I give her credit because she could just be late, like, right. calling Paris Hilton lazy. You know, she does good things. She seems to be a hard worker.
She was just at the L.A. Children's Hospital giving gifts.
Like, she could have gone that route. I get what you're saying. Like, she could have just gone the route of, like, I'm going to go out on the Hollywood party circuit
with
and become famous for being paparazzi'd at 2 a.m.
And having a rich dad and rich mom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I give her credit for suffering through those classes in NYU and maybe improving herself.
Yeah. And it's a good career. I just can't picture her doing it, giving her place.
She's not going to do it. She's not going to do it.
No, she's not going
to
finish
George Clooney's wife. I'm like, she's not going to continue to practice law. They're going to move to L.A. and she's going to live the good life. Like, who are we kidding? That's my prediction. In another world.
I'm like thinking, like, where are we going with George Clooney? What can I say?
I like Yolanda's relationship with her daughters. I really think it's really authentic. It's not like some of these other housewives where we see them interact with their kids and it's so phony. We know that they know that there's a camera crew there. She, like, you know, really had a good chat with her daughter at that really nice restaurant. Friend, you mentioned you went to that once?
Yes, so it's really good. Malibu Farm on that pier. When my sister-in-law was in town, we went there. It was delicious. Super expensive for like three salads. Mm-hmm. It was like $200, but my husband bought a sweatshirt. I don't know why.
Wait, how much for salad?
$200, but he bought a sweatshirt. And I think it was like $65.
That's and like Disneyland prices.
No, I'm stuck on a salad for $100 or plus.
We were all confused. We were like, how did that turn out to be so expensive? Was it?
Well, did you have wine? You had a wine with it.
I'm sure my sister-in-law drank, but I don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, we just had salads and, like, maybe appetizers. I don't know. We were all like, what? Yeah. But
that's
it was
crazy.
Really good. Fresh, delicious, wonderful. We were like, we'll definitely go back for dinner.
Well, it better be fresh for those prices. Damn.
It's right up Yolanda's alley, all that organic, fresh from the farm.
Yeah.
They probably get their lemons from Yolanda's house.
They probably do.
She's got the employee discount over there.
Let's transition to some news and gossip, please.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Fern, do you have any information?
I did see Miss Lisa Vanderpump on People.com. She did an interview with them, and they were asking her about, you know, a few different things. Lady Gaga, that video that she did, she said she wasn't talking to any of the women. She wasn't going to do the video. And then Lady Gaga called her personally and convinced her to do it. So that must be nice. She said, so one person she does bow down to is Lady Gaga. She will do her video. And she had some advice for Teresa Giudice from our Real Housewives of New Jersey. Her recommendation is, you know, when you do, you have to pay the consequences for things, but you can't. She said there are many women in the world who are just handed contracts and documents and they just sign them blindingly and trustingly, and you shouldn't do that. I don't know if it's just women, but, and I have a feeling that Teresa kind of knew what was going on a little bit, but, so she had some advice for the women of the world, including Teresa Giudice. So that's the Lisa gossip.
Right. It sounds like a safe response because they probably want her to, like, what's your advice to Teresa with going to jail? You know, she probably, like, skirted around that and was like, well, my advice is don't sign anything you don't know.
Yes, exactly. But she was also, you know, balanced it. She's very empathetic as a mother and being separated from your children, so.
All the housewives, I think, have been pretty respectable to Teresa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so that'll be about it. Good. All right, now let's do some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, who's first?
I'll go first. Okay. Continuing on, I think Lisa is leaving. I feel like... maybe we have seven housewives this season to let Lisa continually transition slowly out of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It just hit me this afternoon. I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
Well, why doesn't she just fall into the friend of the housewives?
See, that would be perfect because she could just pop in a few times a season, throw a tea party, what have you, and be a major player over on Vanderpump Rules, keep her spinoff. Mm-hmm.
Where she's the queen.
Right. And maybe continue to do more things in the avenue of selling products mm-hmm. in different arenas.
That makes sense because she didn't want to come back this season. She said they begged her. Yeah.
Right. It was so hard on her last season. So it's kind of like, okay, I'm giving you a pity season, but let's roll me out of this. Right. So we've introduced Lisa Rinna mm-hmm. and Eileen, and mm-hmm. we're making Kim a stronger, more stable player. So maybe.
Makes sense. Yeah.
That's my prediction this year.
Yeah, I remember reading that Andy actually came and went to Pump and sat down with Lisa not too long ago. It was just in the early part of the summer, and I think it was like June, and he was like, yeah, we need to talk about this, and he really had to convince her. Yeah. That was like a rumor report, but it seems very possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Predictions for next week? Is the housewarming next week? I don't know.
It doesn't look like it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that one. And I want to see, I can't wait to see Lisa and Brandy actually in the same room again. Because mm-hmm. Brandy said, right? Didn't she say like, oh, you know, her team was around her. I couldn't talk to her. That's not why you couldn't talk to her. You were afraid and you were like, you know. So I can't wait to see if they finally talk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I can't wait to see Lisa versus Kyle. She's gonna give it to her for going on a hiking trip with Brandy. You're not allowed to do that.
I know, right? I predict that basically Lisa is going to string along Brandy. It's not like she's going to have other lunch dates and say, oh, I'm vacillating between going. I don't know if I'm going to show up. And, of course, I believe she will because she knows how these housewives go. You're expected to be at these events. She said that in the preview that she's never talked you-know-what about anybody. I don't know if we can really say that.
Yeah,
I mean, in her defense, how can anyone say that? Unless if you're like, you know, a man of the cloth.
Like no one in the world, and especially a housewife, because purposely one-on-ones, that's all they're doing is getting your reaction about someone in particular. You know, it's like, well, how did you feel when she said this? Or how did you feel when she did that? And that in itself, to the other person at least, is talking crap. So
I mean, I don't know. To when they make statements like that that are so not true, it just kind of like delegitimizes the person for me. It makes me like dislike them a little bit more. But we'll see.
But she's forming an alliance with the new girls. It seems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to know what your thoughts are. Leave a comment in the comment section below if you're watching us on YouTube or on iTunes. I want to know, what do you think? Is Megan's prediction correct? Is Lisa making a transition away? We don't know. Ladies, where can we find you in the world of social media?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Megan Stecher. It's spelled MEGANSTECHER.
I am on Twitter at Fern Ronay and on Facebook at Fern Ronay.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. That'll do it for us. We'll be back all new next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.